USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia is set to begin another recount Tuesday after President Trump's campaign requested one over the weekend. Georgia law allows candidates within 0.5% vote margin to request a recount. Current vote totals show a gap between the president and former Vice President Biden of around 12,000 votes, or about 0.25%. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says his workers are ready to begin another count. He tells Fox News that despite finding errors that uncovered more votes for the president in the first audit, he doesn't see the vote totals changing much this time around.
When we did the first audit, we found mistakes in three counties, and that added over 1,000 votes for President Trump, and those were all added to his totals now. That has all been accounted for, and so I think this one will be very close to what we just have now, so I don't see much difference whatsoever. It'll be just run through the scanners again, and we'll get those results.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The Federal Aviation Administration gave Boeing's 737 MAX planes the okay last week to resume domestic flights. The jets had been grounded for more than 20 months following a pair of deadly crashes in 2018 and 2019. One airline CEO believes the safety issues that caused those planes to be grounded have been addressed. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says software issues in Boeing's 737 MAX plane that crashed twice and was grounded for the longest period in aviation history have been easily addressed. As far as if people will have issues flying on the Boeing 737 MAX,
I don't think so. The MAX is a great airplane, and the software issue has, I would, in layman's terms, easily been addressed.
That audio courtesy of Axios on HBO. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Many law enforcement officials in California say they will not enforce the new COVID curfew. Val Dior has the details from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Several California sheriffs are telling Governor Gavin Newsom they will not enforce the state's new curfew rules. The governor unveiled new restrictions ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday that ban non-essential activity between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. in counties that contain 94% of the state's population. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims says, quote, "We're not going to make criminals of normally law-abiding citizens." She argues that police have higher priorities, including taking guns away from gang members and saving children from internet predators. She says there's little data showing that activities between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. play a significant role in spreading the virus. Other officers in the state echo Mims' position and will encourage compliance and boost education efforts about the dangers of the virus's spread without arresting people.
And Senator Rand Paul agrees that more restrictions haven't slowed down the coronavirus. He tells Fox News the only way to stop the pandemic is with a vaccine.
We have now more mandates than we've ever had, including these new ones. And guess what? We have more incidences of COVID positive patients than we've ever had. So there's no indication, really, that any of these lockdowns or any of these mandates have slowed this down. In fact, I think the Wall Street Journal put it best when they said the virus is insidious. It's largely spreading regardless of human behavior. And really, the only thing that's going to slow it down is a vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.